Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Michael Jackson's legacy has taken another hit. Choreographer Wade Robeson, who testified in his defense during his 2005 child molestation trial and defended him over the years in interviews, has now filed a claim against Jackson's estate, alleging that he was, in fact, abused. Robeson is claiming that he suffered from repressed memory, and that's why he didn't file his creditor's claim on time. Meanwhile, the estate says that his claims are outrageous and pathetic. Rapper Ja Rule is officially a free man as he was released from Ray Brook Federal Prison in New York. He will be on house arrest until July 28th. Ja Rule served 2 years for a gun charge and 28 months for tax evasion, which ran concurrently. A private jet carrying Chris Brown was forced to make an emergency landing in Burbank after the cockpit filled with smoke. Brown boarded the Gulfstream 3 jet, headed for New Jersey so that he could attend an event. 8 minutes into the flight, everyone noticed smoke filling the plane. The pilot immediately turned the plane around and performed an emergency landing. In related news, Chris Brown must clean up his house. His Hollywood Hills, California home is covered in very noticeable graffiti. Now the city of LA is ordering him to remove the graffiti. His neighbors complained to the LA council members about the apparent eyesore on their street. It was then passed on to the city's Department of Building and Safety, who issued Chris an order to comply to remove the graffiti, which is a code violation regardless of who placed it there. Bone Thugs and Harmony rapper Lazybone was arrested in California on warrants stemming from 2 traffic violations. He had an encounter with police at a hotel, and during the encounter, police put his name through the system and discovered the warrants. The warrant was issued after he failed to appear in court to address charges he had been driving on a suspended license. 2 Virginia songwriters are suing Justin Bieber and Usher for at least $10 million for copyright infringement. Devin Copeland and Mario Overton claim the song Somebody to Love contains numerous lyrical and stylistic similarities to a copyrighted song they wrote in 2008 by the same name. A jury trial has been requested.